And this is radio station WBAI, New York. It's 10 o'clock. It's Wednesday night. It's Off the Hook. Very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Hook. This is Emmanuel Goldstein, where we spend an hour each week talking about telephones and technology, computers and confusion, and various other things like that. And we'll be taking phone calls a little bit later on. Maybe we'll be hearing from Mark again from prison. Who knows? We'll see what goes on as far as that goes. We have some fun things to play with, some things to announce, some experiences to recall, and we might as well get right to it. Let's see, where do we start here? There are quite a few interesting things going on. And I guess probably one of the more amazing ones, I don't know if it's really amazing, but it involves yet another way where you can manage to be ripped off on your phone bill. We just delight in finding these things. And we've seen 900 numbers where people can be billed the price of a car for a phone call. We've seen 800 numbers that actually bill people back for phone calls to a toll-free number. Well, now we have something else. If you thought you were safe because you blocked 900 numbers and you blocked 540 numbers and 550s and all these other things, guess again, you're not safe anymore. Now, I'm here at WBAI. I really am, right here in the studio, and we have blocked all those nasty numbers. And we did it because we had to. Because we don't want these kind of things showing up on our phone bills. So there's no way that we could possibly have one of these evil things show up, right? Okay, well, let's see if that is in fact true. Now, in the interest of security, we're not going to be giving out any specific phone numbers here. Let's see if we can actually place a call here. This may not work the first time. It might not work at all. Let's see what happens. So far, astoundingly little is happening.
Thank you for calling Risque, where you can talk live to our beautiful, hot, and twisted international model. The cost of this call is only $3.99 per minute. You must be at least 18 or older to access this service. If you are not at least 18 or do not wish to be billed, hang up now.
Okay, off you go. Goodbye. Now, what that is... it is a very interesting way of billing. Now, we have a company here, a long-distance company called Wiltel. We've talked about them before. They're the ones that deliver caller ID nationwide. Well, it seems that if you dial the Wiltel carrier access code, which is 10555, and then put a zero after that, meaning you want operator assistance, and then dial this number in Canada, you'll wind up with a call to that particular service, and you'll be billed as if you call a 900 number. Is that unbelievable? But it gets even better than that. If you call this particular number, well, let's see what happens. If we call the number that it actually translates to, okay, instead of dialing O plus this number, we're just going to dial the number direct. Let's see if we can talk to this risque person. Whoops. Got to enter my special authorization code for this one.
Have reached
444. Whoa, we can't give that out.
We're calling for a party line, or if you are a harassing caller, you have definitely got the wrong number. For all others, nice people. Please give your name and phone number for a prompt reply. Thank you. Please wait for the beep.
Well, actually, we're sort of semi-nice, but we reached the wrong number. We're sorry to have bothered you. Have a good night. Okay, that is a very angry woman in Toronto who is getting no end of calls to that particular number. And the reason for this is because she has the same exact phone number that Wiltel is using. Now, what's odd about this is that Wiltel is using the same format as a regular phone number, area code plus number. And by simply sticking a zero in front of it, they're routing it to some other bizarre 900-type service. And if you dial this number direct, you'll get this person. I mean, I don't know why they're doing it this way. It seems very deceptive to me. It seems very unfair to this poor person. As you can see, she's been getting all kinds of calls. So something to think about. Your number could show up next. 105550 plus 10 digits. Could be your number. It goes somewhere completely different. Who knows? We're going to look into that a little bit more. We can't give out the number because that would be wrong. But I'm sure you'll find it at some point. Well, there are other things, too. We found out a couple of interesting facts. One fact which is kind of disturbing, kind of ominous, is that 9X no longer seems to complete calls to 800 numbers. Isn't that something? Well, let's first of all try calling an 800 number. We found an 800 number, thanks to Rebel, by the way, who actually came through with something here. He found the number for Locktel Communications, which is the phone company that they use for various prison type phone calls. Well, let's see what happens when we call that number. Okay, we can't seem to get a dial tone there. There we go. Didn't pay the touch tone bill on that line. Okay, let's go over here. Try this
Locktel Communications. All of our representatives are currently busy. Please leave your name, your telephone number, and the purpose of your call, and a representative will get back to you. Thank you, and have a good day.
Let's hit a star instead.
Nothing has been recorded. To transfer to your own mailbox, press 1. To transfer to an attendant, press 3. To hear your options...
Let's transfer to an attendant. By the way, this is always busy. They always say this. 24 hours a day.
While your call is being transferred.
Continue holding.
No problem.
Thank you for calling GTE. Our office hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you have an emergency, please contact security on 703-818-5912. Thank you.
Okay, that is GTE, located in Chantilly, Virginia. Awfully odd, isn't it? And when you talk to them during business hours, you'll find that they know nothing about Locktel. So this Locktel company apparently is part of GTE or is connected to GTE in some manner. They're never in. You'll always get a recording saying that that they're too busy to take your call. Please leave a message and they'll call you back. And if you play around with your touch tones, you'll be connected to a GTE operator who has no idea what Locktel is all about. Kind of interesting. That's the phone company that Fiber Optic Mark was forced to use to collect calls when the phone system went down there. And if he calls in later, we'll be able to tell him more information about that. Now, let's pretend that we had trouble getting through to that 800 number, and we enlisted the help of a trusty 9X operator by dialing... Oh. They've always come through for us in the past. Let's see if they let us down today.
Hi, Camacho.
Hi, I'm having trouble reaching an 800 number.
I'm sorry, sir. 800 numbers are no longer dialed by the operator.
Oh, really? How come?
But there is a... They didn't tell us why. They just tell us that we can't dial them anymore. It's not on our computer anymore. But there is an 800 helpline if you're having trouble.
Okay, what's that?
It's 1-800.
Uh-huh.
698-0000.
Okay. And
right?
Even if you tried to dial it, it wouldn't go through.
With us? No.
You have tried.
No, we're not supposed to dial this number, so we're not even supposed to make an attempt to dial 800 numbers.
Oh, I see. Okay. There's nothing I can say to induce you to make an attempt then, I guess.
No.
Okay. Well, thanks anyway.
You're welcome.
All right. Good night.
Bye.
Well, that's one faithful employee there. Didn't want to get her in trouble. So, all right, let's call that number. Great. We called this before on the air, by the way. 698-0000.
Welcome to New York Telephone's automated 800 help desk.
New York Telephone doesn't exist anymore.
You're calling from a touch-tone phone. Enter 1 now.
All right.
However, please enter the 10-digit number that you are having problems reaching, followed by the pound key.
Okay. That's Locktel's number. Oh, pound.
The number you have entered is 800-363-1879. Please press 1 if correct, 2 if you wish to re-enter, or 0 if you wish to speak with an agent. Please wait while we process your request. I'm sorry, this is not a New York Telephone 800 number. Please contact AT&T Communications, and they may be reached at 800-222-3000. 800-222-3000. Thank you for calling New York Telephone.
So, another method of avoiding ANI detection has been thwarted. That's right. You can no longer use the 9X operator to place an 800 call. Kind of shocking there, isn't it? But have no fear. There still exists some long-distance companies. Let's see if AT&T will do it for us. Dial 102880 for AT&T.
To place a call, please dial the number that you're calling now. Or for assistance, say, operator, now.
Remember when you didn't have to go through this?
Sorry, your response was not understood.
Yeah.
Place a call, please dial the number that you're calling now. Or for assistance, say, operator, now.
Operator, what if I couldn't say that? What if I was
impaired? Please hold for operator assistance.
And I couldn't say the word operator.
TNT, how may I help you?
Hi, yes, I'm having trouble reaching an 800 number.
What number?
It's 800-698-0000.
What do you get when you dial?
I just get a strange recording. It's true.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
You have either an incorrect number or it's not available from New York.
Really? Okay. Can you try one other number for me, please?
Sure.
I was having trouble with that one, too. 800-363-1879. Thank you very much. Okay, what we have learned from this, and this is something I've just learned right now, is that some 800 numbers don't allow you to go through the operator in any way. This 9X number is one of them. Obviously, it's available to New York. It's a 9X800 number. But I've noticed this also with a couple of those ANI testing numbers. If you go through the AT&T operator, because you can no longer go through 9X, if you go through the AT&T operator, you will get a recording similar to the one we just heard that says your call cannot be completed as dialed. Kind of scary. Kind of scary that it's no longer possible to protect your identity and not have your phone number shown on their ANI equipment. Going through the operator was the traditional way of avoiding this, and we all knew it would disappear at some point, but it seems pretty final right now. Okay, now on to some real fun stuff. This is something that I think a lot of people would enjoy hearing. It's a special phone company recording. Let's see if we can get a clear connection here. Listen carefully.
Thank you for using Kevin's Midnight.
Yeah, okay. I don't know how they did it. I don't know exactly where they got the recording from, but that is the AT&T lady saying thank you for using Kevin Mitnick, who is the hacker still on the run somewhere in the world. And that's been making its way around the hacker circle as a sound file for PCs. Now, there's something else that I put that onto a phone mail system, which is a system run by ROM. And I discovered that they have a brand new feature on this particular system. And I'll see if I can demonstrate this for you without giving out too much information.
Hello, this is the phone mail system. You may either enter your extension or your name. To enter an extension, dial the extension and then push enter or pound. To enter your name, dial your last name followed by first name until recognized.
Okay, we're going to enter the secret number, which I will not tell you. Nope, it's telling us anyway. Okay, we're going to enter the password now.
To listen, push 3. Record, push 1. Change answering options, push 8. Change mailbox options, push 9. Transfer, push 7, then 0. Disconnect, push 7, then 6.
Okay, this is where the new feature is if you hit 9.
To change your distribution lists, push 1. Prompt level, push 2. Password, push 3. Playback options, push 5. Return to home state, push pound.
These playback options are the new feature.
You may change the volume at which your messages and the phone mail prompts are played, and the speed at which your messages are played. Volume level, 3. Speed level, 3. Raise volume, push 5. Lower volume, push 8. Increase speed, push 9. Decrease speed, push 7.
Let's raise the volume a little bit.
8. Volume level, 4. Speed level, 3. Volume level, 5. Speed level, 3. Volume level, 5. Speed level, 3.
I guess that's as high as we can go. Okay, let's speed it up a little bit.
8. Increase speed, push 9. Speed level, 4. Volume level, 5. Speed level, 5. Volume level, 5. Speed level, 6. Volume level, 5. Speed level, 7. Volume level, 5. Speed level, 8. Volume level, 5. Speed level, 8. Volume level, 5.
Okay, 8 is as high as we can go. Now let's,
7. Save this volume speed, push
okay.
Sound.
Oh, this is great. Now we're going to record a little message here. And we're going to save this, right?
Volume level 5 and speed level 8 have been saved. To listen, push 3. Record,
okay.
1.
She goes back to her regular little speech here.
Mailbox options, push 9. Transfer, push 7, then 0. Record message at the tone. When finished, push star, then pound.
Hello, this is a test. We're testing out the recording functions of this particular voicemail system. And hopefully everything is sounding just fine. So we're going to hit a star now. Thank you.
To replay, push 7, then 3. Continue recording.
Now, I'm not entirely sure if when I hit replay now, it'll play back at the right speed. Let's see what happens.
Hello, this is Test. We're testing out the recording functions of this particular voicemail system, and hopefully everything is sounding just fine, so we're going to hit start now. Thank you.
To replay, push 7.
Okay, let's...
Recording, push 1. Finished recording, push pound. Delete, push 6.
Let's abort this.
To cancel, push pound. Re-record, push 1. To listen, push 3. Record. To change your distribution lists, push 1.
We're going to do the opposite now. We're going to go a little slower.
3. Playback option. You may change the volume at which your messages and the phone mail prompts are played, and the speed at which your messages are played. Volume level 5. Speed level 8. Lower volume, push 8. Decrease speed, push 7. To return to home state, push pound.
Better get used to it. It's the future.
Speed level 7. Volume level 5. Speed level 6. Volume level 5. Speed level 5. Volume level 5. Speed level 4. Volume level 5. Speed level 3. Volume level 5.
Default.
Lower volume. Speed level 2. Volume level 5. Speed level 1. Volume level 5.
That's as low as it gets.
Lower volume. Push 8. Increase speed. Push 9. Save this volume and speed. Push pound.
Okay, let's do that.
Volume level 5 and speed level 1 have been saved.
To listen, push 3. Record.
Okay, you know what we're going to do now. We're going to record another message.
Record message at the tone. When finished, push star, then pound.
Okay, here we are again, and we're recording another test message here, live on the air. But what I'd like to know is, what happens if I speak really fast like this? And what happens if I speak really, really slow? Let's find out.
To replay, push 7.
Okay, here we are again, and we're recording another test message here, live on the air. But what I'd like to know is, what happens if I speak really fast like this? And what happens if I speak really, really slow? Let's find out.
To replay, push 7.
Okay, that's enough of that. that's something. That's the new new phone mail options in the newest release of Rome Phone Mail. So I'm sure a lot of people out there playing around on phone mail systems will have fun with that. Now, here's a service, and we're going to be detailing this in the next issue of 2600. A lot of things we're discovering this week. This is something that no doubt every phone company offers. No doubt every large company offers this. I just don't know why they offer it. It's called an employee locator, and this particular one is run by Southwestern Bell. All right, now, I'm not going to give out the phone numbers, but they might show up in the issue. Let's see what we can do here. Oh, that was silly of me. I didn't even select the line. Okay, let's
record,
see.
Push 1.
Whoa.
The answering option,
why is she still
push
there?
8. Change mailbox options, push 9. Transfer.
Okay. Something malfunctioned here, and the phone mail lady didn't go away. All right, just bear with me for a moment here while we attempt to fix the situation. That's scary when a phone mail lady shows up and you don't want her there. Okay, let's get a real dial tone. Okay. Now we're going to call the special 800 number for Southwestern Bell. Let's see if this works.
Welcome to Southwestern Bell. If you are calling from a touchtone phone, press star now.
Okay, here we go.
For telephone company benefit services, press 0. For corporation benefit services, press 1. For the employee locator, press star. For the function locator, press pound. For the quick call menu, press 9.
Okay, let's go for the employee locator.
Enter a last name, then pound, or just pound to search by number, or star to search by function.
Oh, shucks. Let's go for my name. G O L D S. That's far enough.
7. Listing matches were found. To hear the first listing, press pound, or to further narrow the search, enter a first name, then pound.
I think 7 is good. Let's search among these 7.
First, listing.
There it goes, here.
Press pound to skip, or star to cancel. Press N for number, C to call, L for location, T for title, W for work structure, D for department, S for spelling, or H to hear again.
Mercy. Okay, well, let's just skip that one.
Second, listing.
Michael Goldsmith.
Press pound to skip.
No, that's not right either. We want Goldstein, not Goldsmith.
Third, listing.
Shauna Goldsmith.
Press pound to skip.
Nope.
Fourth, listing.
Martin Goldstein.
Press pound to skip or star to cancel. Press N for number, C to call, L for location,
D
for title, W for work structure, D for department, S for spelling, or H to hear again.
Let's hear the spelling.
Spelling. Press N for name, S for street,
for God's sake,
for city, T for title, D for department, or X to exit.
Okay, N for name.
MARTIN GOLDSTEIN for listing.
Martin Goldstein.
Press pound to skip or star to cancel. Press N for number, C to call, L for location, T for title, W for work structure, D for department, S for spelling, or H to hear again.
Let's hear what their title is.
Manager.
Ah.
Press pound to skip or star to cancel.
Sorry, I interrupted the computer there. Let's hear that again.
Manager. Network maintenance.
Ooh, that's
skip
that's
or
a biggie,
star
isn't
to
it?
Cancel. Press N for number, C to call, L for location, T for title, W for work structure.
Let's get the location now.
T 1031 Lee, Rue 112, Pasadena, Texas, 77506. Press pound to...
This is very handy. Okay, now we can find out what his number is.
Press T for telephone number, F for fax, C for changes, or X to exit.
I don't know about changes, but let's find out what the telephone number is.
7139206118 4 listing.
Martin Goldstein.
Press pound to skip or
that's not his home number, by the way. That's his office number, so.
C to call.
Worry.
L for location. T.
Well, let's try calling him.
Work structure. Call completion is not available. Press pound to skip.
Okay, I kind of expected that. I think after hours it's not available, but during the day you can call these people.
T for title, W for work structure, D for department.
Let's find out something about the work structure.
Work structure. Press S for secretary, or U, D, and H to move up, down, and horizontally within the organization, or press X to exit.
We can move horizontally within the organization. Let's look at the secretary.
For secretary of...
Martin Goldstein.
One listing match was found.
Rebecca Reese.
Press N for number, C to call, L for location, T for title, W for work structure, D for department, S for spelling, H to hear again, or star to cancel.
Okay, let's go into her work structure.
Work structure. Press S for secretary, or U, D, and H to move up, down, and horizontally within the organization, or press X to exit.
Okay, I guess if I hit secretary now, I'll probably get the same person, unless the secretary has a secretary. Do you think that's possible?
For secretary of...
Rebecca Reese.
No listing matches were found.
Well, that makes sense.
Reese.
Press N for number, C to call, L for location, T for title.
Okay, now we're going to move horizontally.
Structure. Press S for secretary.
That's hidden H.
For peers of...
Rebecca Reese.
No listing matches were found.
She has no peers.
Press N.
How horrible.
D to call, L for location, T for title, W for work structure, D for department, S for spelling, H to hear again, or star to cancel.
Okay, let's cancel this.
Enter a last name, then pound, or just pound to search by number, or star to search by function.
Okay, we're going back to the beginning, so we're going to hit star.
For telephone company benefit services, press 0. For corporation benefit services, press 1. For the employee locator, press star. For the function locator, press pound. For the quick call menu, press 9.
Okay, you can spend hours playing with this, but let's do some telephone company things.
Retiree benefits, press 1. For active employee benefits, press 2. To repeat, press pound. The new beneficiary designation form, form number SN-1020, is in stock and available for ordering through normal channels. Please be sure to specify the June 1994 revision. For questions pertaining to the new beneficiary designation form, press 3 now. For savings plan and PaySop matters, including loan information, press 1. For disability, workers' compensation, and leave of absence information, press 2. For medical, dependent care reimbursement, and all other insurance matters except a disability, press 3. To report a death, press 4.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's report a death. We're getting transferred. We've now been transferred someplace.
Tip reached the Southwestern Bell Telephone Company Survivor Benefits Unit. Our hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you are calling to report a death, please leave a message after the tone and a representative will return your call.
Well, I'm not going to do that. It just goes to show what you can do in these particular situations. Whew, you can report deaths. You can find employees no matter where they may be. I don't know. If you work for Southwestern Bell, would you like that? I don't think I'd like to be found all the time. You know, we have this conception, and I know it happens to a lot of people, where we just want to put labels in everything. We want to be able to always know where something is. You know? I mean, I had a heck of a time tracking down my radio scanner over the past few days. I didn't know where the damn thing was. It could have been anywhere. And what I would have given to have some sort of a little device on there, a homing signal of some sort, you know, a low jack for various objects, just to figure out where it was, you know? And I'm sure when you lose a dog or your child has wandered off, a lot of people want to have these homing devices so they can instantly find them. And, you know, there are people out there that want to give us these homing devices, that want to install things like barcodes and chips inside our skin. And, you know, there was something I heard even recently where some crazy congressman somewhere wants to spread this special dust around the Mexican border so that anybody that goes through a particular area will get this dust all over them, which they cannot wash off, and which can be detected later on when they start looking for people with magic dust on them. It's not dangerous, they say. And it will help greatly to ease the immigration problem. I don't know. We have to be very careful with the way we proceed with all this people locator business. So if you find yourself being tracked in any way, at least be aware that you're being tracked. You know, it's a scary thing. It's a really scary thing. Okay, we have some other news, and we're going to take some phone calls. Rob is here. Rob is still here in this country. You just can't leave, can you?
I promise I will be gone before the next broadcast.
Well, I'm sure the customs agent over here will be happy to assist you in that endeavor. You've overstayed your welcome in this country, you know. That's what I've been told, anyway. That's what all the officials are saying.
I'm wondering about this employee locator system.
Uh-huh. Do you want to locate somebody?
No, I was thinking, I wonder if they use it internally to fire people and to hire new people, but say you want to fire somebody, just look them up, and then they have the special press F to fire. If you log in as their manager or anybody above them in the hierarchy, you can fire people.
And avoid that unpleasantness of confrontation.
Exactly, no confrontation. It just, the voicemail system then calls the personnel department, it calls all the other people, it calls the peers.
Issues the appropriate forms.
The secretaries, it issues the right forms, prints out the right things. You can automatically get sent home this little paper saying, you're fired because of blah, blah, blah. We wish you all the success in finding a new job. All happens automatically.
And at
the
same time, it sends a little notice to personnel to look for somebody to replace you.
That's what I'm saying. Everything completely automatic. They should. If they're not doing this, they should.
Oh, that's beautiful. And you never have to worry about firing the person that does that because the computer does it in the first place.
There you go.
All right. Rob, we did something amazing this week. We managed to get you in to see Mark in prison. We managed to actually get you into a United States federal prison. Actually, we didn't have doubts that we'd get you into a federal prison sooner or later, but to visit Mark was really an accomplishment. And I have to say, it's the first time that I've ever actually seen something work in a positive manner for him over there. We were able to get special permission for you because you're a foreigner and you're only going to be in the country for a little while, and they actually allowed it. Kind of surprised.
Yeah, it was a scary situation, though.
Yeah, what were your impressions?
The part I really hated is that they try to fuck him up in any way they can.
Uh-huh.
Because they want to make sure that he has a hard time there. That really
uh-huh.
bothers me. It's good that he has friends in there, but it's bad what they're trying to do to him.
Uh-huh. Well, that's what prison is all about, you know, that they do things like that. He'll be out in November. And we'll be looking forward to that particular event. You know, one thing that happened, though, during this whole thing, we were talking to him. We were actually having a nice visit, talking to a couple of the other prisoners there that are friends of his. And then all of a sudden, you know, we were talking about all kinds of things. We were talking about the Metro card. We were talking about Unix systems, about, I don't know, astronomy and physics. And, you know, it's not like your typical prison visit, you know, where most people talk about, well, how's the family, how's the cat, you know, all that kind of thing. We sort of get into the more abstract. And so we're talking for quite a while, you know, having rather animated discussions and arguments like we usually do. And all of a sudden, one of his fellow prisoners says, Mark, they're calling you inside, you know, on the loudspeaker. And that was kind of odd. So he went in. And the wife of this fellow prisoner happened to be in the room where he was being called in. And she came out to us, very concerned, and said they just took him away. They just took him down the hall. We were flabbergasted. We couldn't figure out why would they be taking him away. We were going over all the conversations that we were having. And what could we possibly have said wrong? What could we possibly have done? And how are we going to make sure he doesn't get into trouble? I mean, all the things that you say, you have to watch there. You have to really be very paranoid, and especially if you're a prisoner, you have to watch what you say. And so we decided to play it kind of cool, but we were very very upset. Obviously, we knew that something was seriously wrong here, and how we were going to deal with it was in question. We waited about 15 minutes or so, and finally we asked one of the guards what happened to Mark, and he said, "Well, he'll be out soon." And of course, you don't really expect them to tell you the truth, because they're very good at not telling you the truth in situations like that. And then after another 5 minutes or so, we see Mark. We see Mark coming out of this special administrative office, and they bring him across the hall. It doesn't look very happy. They're kind of, I don't know, just didn't look happy at all. Had this downturn to his face, and we're wondering what they could possibly have said or done to him. And so, he comes back into the room, and, I take him aside, and I say, what was that all about? I said, "You're not going to believe this. They wanted me to fix the copy machine." So, and he wasn't able to do it either, which is why he looked upset. They basically just, thought he was a technical whiz, and asked him to fix the copy machine. But, you never know what's going to happen. You never know what is going to be something that's serious and what's something that's not going to be serious. But in that particular instance, I'm glad that we chose to play it cool and not get all huffy. Well, we're going to take some phone calls. Mark has not called in yet, so maybe he will, maybe he won't. We'll see. Rob, you had an interesting visit to Boston. You went to a place called The Loft. What's that all about?
Oh, it's great. It's a bunch of hackers that got together and rented a space somewhere in Boston, where they all put their computers and their equipment together, and they put posters over all the windows, so it's really dark inside. It has this great atmosphere to it, and they have rows of old VAX equipment, old computer stuff, and they try to get it to work, and they also have a lot of new computer stuff. And they go through the trash of major corporations to find usable stuff, not just information, but they find usable equipment that they can reuse in their workspace there. It's really a great
place. You guys
place.
Found something rather interesting this weekend, didn't you?
Did we?
Well, yeah. You found something rather interesting, I think. A piece of equipment. You were telling me about it. You really don't remember. Hackers have such short memories. A big machine. A big medical machine.
Good. Now, there was actually something found, but it wasn't this weekend, which...
Oh, okay. It wasn't this weekend. Wherever it was.
We do so many things that we forget the things we did only a week ago. They found an electrocardiograph, and it's a machine to write the patterns, the electrical patterns that the heart is generating.
You found one. You just found one lying around.
Yes. No, it was in the trash. It was an old machine. It was a 60s machine, and sure, they're throwing them out because it doesn't do them any good anymore. The new machines can make reports directly.
But what about third world countries that could really use this kind of thing? I mean, a bunch of hackers playing with an EKG machine? I mean, what's...
This is a throwaway economy.
Okay, so what did you guys do when you found this thing?
We hooked it up, and we started playing with it, and we tried everybody out, and they all had these nice heart patterns. They all looked sort of similar. And then one guy had a different heart pattern, but he knew that he had a heart problem. And then we hooked up some other guy, and he turned out to have that same weird problem,
You were diagnosing yourselves there.
Self-diagnosing, and yeah.
Well, the guy that you hooked up, he happened to be a biologist, right? So he didn't...
Yeah, he self-diagnosed him and really knew what was happening and said, "Oh, this is the ventricles contracting, and this is them recharging, and this is the..." He knew all the terms. And,
Unbelievable. So now that's set up in the loft. They'll be giving out the EKGs.
Well, I think it's running out of thermal paper. So if anybody has old-style EKG thermal paper lying around, send it in.
Or if you have any EKG machines you're throwing out, send them to us. We'll find use for them. Or anything like that. I mean, what other kinds of things do they have over there? They have VAXes, they have pinball machines, virtually everything you can think of.
Oh, there's weird stuff there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They were afraid of going through the floor, though. When we were carrying these latest two VAX machines in, there was real talk of actually breaking the floor and going into the space below and what kind of lawsuits that would bring. And
Particularly if it lands on top of somebody, as it happens.
Yes. That.
not something to be concerned with, and a good reason to be on the first floor, I guess, right? Wow, that's something. So that's the loft up in Boston. That's hopefully a trend in this country. Were you surprised to find something like that here?
No, not so surprised, but it's good. It's good to find places where people are getting together and sort of bundling their resources together so they can do more.
It reminded me of Holland. Hey, you know, I think this is Mark. Let's see if it's him. Good evening.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
We were just talking about various things. We're talking about the visit we had with you. You know, where they took you away and you had to fix the copy machine?
Yeah.
Is it still broken?
As far as I know, I think it is.
Oh, that's a shame. Hey, you know, we found Locktel.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In fact, we have to give credit to Rebel for finding this. Apparently, it's listed. It's Locktel, L-O-C-T-E-L. And when you call it, you always get a recording saying that that they're too busy to take your call right now. Please leave a message and we'll call you back. However, if you hit some touch tones, you can transfer yourself to a customer service representative for GTE. And this person from GTE is located in Chantilly, Virginia, and has no idea what Locktel is.
What state is the number listed in?
I don't know what's. I think the whole thing is in Chantilly, Virginia.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we can find out later. We can call information and ask them what state it's in. But I think it is Chantilly, Virginia. So hopefully that answers some questions on your end.
Yeah.
What's up with you?
Well, I have something exciting to report.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, it'll probably sound really stupid, but as of yesterday, they started selling bread in the commissary.
No kidding. Well, no, it doesn't sound stupid. It sounds kind of sad, actually. I mean, they haven't had bread at all before.
No, we've never had bread.
Wow.
And the funny thing is that they sell things that you'd ordinarily put on bread.
What about the old prison staple of bread and water? You don't even get that.
No, apparently not.
Wow.
Sell bread. But what? They just started selling small loaves of whole wheat bread for a dollar.
Well, that's. I bet you never thought you'd be excited by that.
No, actually, I never would have imagined.
Well, that's something. What kind of bread are we talking about here? Wonder Bread or Pepperidge Farm or what?
It's just no name whole wheat bread.
No name whole wheat, okay. Well, who needs a name? Well, Rob is still here. Say
Yo.
Hi. Say hi, Rob. And
he's
leaving the country in a couple of days. And he just got back from Boston, where he was spending some time at the loft. Mark, you want to take some phone calls with us?
Sure, why
okay.
not?
212-279-3400. We were spending some time connecting to various 800 numbers and carrier access codes, things like that. Hey, you know, we have an area code list which just came out in the phone book. With some really weird area codes, like 710 for the U.S. government, 600 for some sort of TWX service in Canada. You familiar with any of these?
Yeah, actually, to my knowledge, at least from what I've heard in the past, the 710 area code was allocated to the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and I don't think it's normally dialable except in cases of a national emergency, which I don't know if there's ever really actually been one or whether 710 has actually been in operation. I think it's just reserved.
Uh-huh. Well, I'd like to know how it works. If anybody has information on 710, please forward it to us, and that includes you friendly folks over at Belcorp. Because we'd certainly like to know what they have in store, what works, what doesn't work, things like that. Rob, you have a look of excitement on your face. What's going on over there?
Well, I'm going to give you guys a little quiz in area codes because I have a list of area codes here.
Oh no!
And
how awfully trite, Mark. How do you feel about this?
Well, I have reservations, but if you really must.
What time are your reservations for? November 22nd, I know. Okay. Go ahead, Rob. We got to take some phone calls, though.
What's 615?
615 is Memphis, Tennessee.
No.
Yes, it is.
No, Memphis is 901.
Oh. What's 615?
It's Nashville.
Nashville! Oh! Did you know that, Mark?
Off the top of my head, I didn't know that one.
All right. Ask Mark one now.
What's 914?
914 is upstate New York, Westchester.
I get Nashville, and he gets the one right next to us?
Okay.
Fair.
I'll give you another one. What's I mean, let me think. What's 418?
418? I have absolutely no idea.
418? I know what 408 is. 418. That's one of those bizarre states. I'll take a wild stab and say South Dakota.
No, it's Quebec.
He went out of the Canadian area codes.
Oh, boy.
What a cheater.
Okay, look, give us another one here. We've got to prove ourselves.
Okay, I'll give you another one.
418.
And
feel free to pick some of the new ones, too, that nobody knows about.
Yeah, you all know them. That's not fair. Okay, what's 312?
312 is Chicago. Ha.
Well, there you go. That's
an easy one. Mark, you can take the next one, and then we'll take some phone calls.
Okay, I'll close it off with what's 518?
518 is upstate New York also. I believe it's Buffalo.
No,
Albany
well,
area.
716 is Buffalo. 518 is Albany.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't have gone for the further details there, Mark. You sounded good just saying New York. All right, let's take phone calls, and let's go for the first line. Odds are 9-1. It's Rebel, right? Let's see. Good evening.
Hi. I have one question for you, Emmanuel, and one for Fiber.
Okay, go ahead.
First, let me say, since I spoke with you last about 2 months ago, I've changed long-distance carriers around 5 or 6 times. As soon as I settle in with a new one, I get a check for like $10 or $25 from another one, enticing me to switch. Isn't that like illegal, bribery or something?
Well, it's something that they do to entice you, and if you don't mind being enticed, it's not illegal.
Okay, here's my question to you, Emmanuel. What can I do in terms of schemes or telling an operator to have her call for me someone whose number isn't listed? Other than saying, like, it's an emergency, is there some way of, you know, going, telling her a certain set of circumstances where she would contact a person whose number is unlisted?
I don't think operators can do that, although there is a new service they're introducing where you can record a message that will be delivered to an unlisted phone number. You will not find out the number, but the person will get the message, which I think is not a very good idea, especially if you're trying to avoid certain people. You don't want them to talk to you at all. Mark, do you know anything else about that, if there's a way to get through to an unlisted number through an operator?
To my knowledge, through normal channels, no. The only thing I can think of is there used to be a non-published directory assistance which would only give out the number after getting permission from the person. I don't know if such a department still exists or not, but it was on an individual basis.
You mean they would call the person and ask them?
Ask them.
Wow, I didn't even know about that.
Okay, my question is for Mark, but first, one more brief thing. I saw an ad in the Village Voice. I won't mention the store, but they say free cellular flip phone, free Sony cassettes, free first month activation, and so on. What would you assume the catch would be before I take them up on such an offer?
I'm sorry, you want me to repeat that, Rob? Go ahead.
The other 11 months activation are probably too expensive then.
You're kind of locked in for a year.
What would a normal monthly cost be? Is it $1 per minute to make a cellular call?
Whatever it is, I'm sure it's too high. I'm not really familiar with cellular rates.
Yeah, Mark, are you there?
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to address this or if you have, but have there been any problems from the other prisoners or the guards vis-a-vis sexual harassment?
Okay, we'll let Mark answer that.
I'll hang up and listen, and I look forward to meeting you someday when you get out of the big house, bye.
Okay.
Well, I don't know exactly who he means. Sexual harassment to who?
I guess to you. I don't know. You don't have to answer that if you don't want to.
You mean man-to-man sexual harassment?
You know, there's this reputation that some prisons have, and I really don't think that your prison qualifies for that.
No, nothing like that whatsoever.
I'm not knocking your prison or anything like that. I mean, I'm sure, you know, it's a fine prison as far as prisons go, but I just didn't see any. It's not that kind of place. It's what they call a camp. You know, this is a good chance to talk about the different categories. You're in what's known as a camp.
That's correct.
Although it's not like, you know, your Boy Scout camp there where you all go singing carols and things. And then after that, there comes minimal, right?
Yeah, there's well, this is considered minimum security.
Uh-huh.
It's also low security. Then there's medium, and there's medium high, there's high, and there's maximum.
And?
And their Supermax.
Okay, what is this Supermax business I'm hearing about?
Supermax is a new prison that I heard that opened, that's being opened in Colorado, that's built inside a mountain.
It's built inside a mountain?
Yes.
And what's the idea?
Well, the idea is that it's meant for, previously, I guess, the types of people that would be sent to a place like Alcatraz, they would be considered the most dangerous criminals on Earth. And they would never, ever go outside. They would never have any human contact whatsoever.
Now, how do you hold a prisoner and not have any human contact whatsoever?
Well, from what I've heard, all their contact with the outside is through monitors, through screens. And anything that's brought to them is wheeled to their cell, and including the shower, which sort of comes in front of the door and encompasses the entire doorway.
So they don't see any prison guards?
No.
Very strange. Rob, you've also heard about this, right?
Yeah, I think I've seen something, a documentary about it. The idea is to have no contact whatsoever. The people in the prison only have a video phone to contact the outside world, and then they may be able to make phone calls. I don't know. They may be able to receive visitors in their cell through the video phone, so there is no human contact. We already see that in maximum security facilities where people actually have visitors behind a glass wall with the phones. Well, it's only a small step from that is removing the visitor and the prisoner and putting them in totally different buildings, putting the visitor center in a different building. They may even try to sell this as an advantage because they could have visitor centers all over the country where you could visit a prisoner all the way on the other side of the country so they could move them around.
They could have stadiums filled with visitors, and instead of watching a sporting event, they could be visiting Jeffrey Dahmer somewhere.
Yeah.
That's quite a concept. Well, are robots involved in this?
Well, it's what you call a robot. I think the bringing of food and other stuff to your cell is done mechanically. It's not done by a human that brings the food there. It's done by a machine.
What happens when someone gets sick? Or what happens when someone seems to be dead? I mean, would you want to go in to Hannibal Lecter's cell to take his body away unless you're absolutely sure he's dead? How do you know? You know?
Question, I don't know.
Yeah, that's maybe you have life monitors of some sort on those things. Another question is, do you really want the world's most dangerous criminals all in the same place? You know? Inside a mountain. I don't know. There's some questions here. But I think the biggest question I have is whether or not this is inhuman treatment, even for people that are pretty inhuman themselves. You know, it seems like this might even be worse than the death penalty. But that's a whole philosophical discussion we really don't have time for. But it's interesting. And, well, Mark, you're far away from that particular category. You're in a...
Hopefully so, yeah.
You're in a camp there, so... I don't know if that answers the person's questions, but there's prisons and there's prisons. Let's take another phone call. Good evening.
Hello. Speaking of area codes, I was going through an old listing. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I was going through an old listing, and it's like the pocket reference by Thomas Glover, and they have 706 listed as northwestern Mexico.
That's right.
And that's been reallocated. Apparently, they're doing the same NPA shop around Atlanta, because I dialed 706-555-1212, and I got someone who's definitely southern accent.
No, 706 has been reallocated down there. 905 and 903 also used to be Mexican area codes. They weren't really area codes. They were kind of like dialing shortcuts. And as soon as they started running out of area codes, they claimed those back. Because Mexico is a foreign country that is not like Canada. You have to dial a country code to get through to there. But they had some numbers that you could reach.
Yeah, 01152 and plus whatever the rest of the numbers are.
Right. So that's, you're looking at an old phone book there.
Yeah, I came across one time. I tried seeing what was in 710 by dialing 710-551-212. I got absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
It just rang forever.
Yeah, all attempts on our end have been met with similar results. All right, thanks for your call.
Definitely.
All right.
Bye.
Mark, how are you doing on time?
I haven't been keeping track. I hope somebody does.
Okay, well, you'll get a warning click at some point, so hopefully you'll be able to call us back if you do. Let's go to the next call. Good evening, you're on.
Hey there. This is a little bit off the topic, but I was wondering if anybody there would know what course of action I should take if I want to get into experimental musical instruments, like changing pre-existing electronic stuff into different stuff.
I really can't help you with that. I don't really know anybody I mean, try a musician hangout or something like that, but that's really not on the topic at all. Good evening, you're on.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
I need to turn my radio down.
Okay, turn it down.
Hey, Emmanuel, there's something new up. I don't know if you know this, the New York telephone company gone nuts. If you want to find out someone's balance on their telephone...
Oh, yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, you just punch in 890, whatever, 1300, and...
1100, yeah, and then you need to know the next three digits after their phone number on the
bill. You don't even need that. If they have their past due, they'll pay you right away.
If you're past due, you don't need the three digits?
Right, they'll say you owe $450, please pay it by so-and-so date.
No kidding.
Connected.
No kidding, I'll have to try that. So you don't need the three digits, it tells you right away.
If the look for a number that's been disconnected.
Uh-huh.
Or a number that someone has been behind, it'll immediately tell you that. If you are up to date, it will not give it. Then you just got to scan the three digits.
All right.
What security?
I'm sorry?
What kind of security are they giving you?
That's no security at all. No security at all. Thanks for letting us know about that. We're going to take another phone call. We've lost Mark. His time limit has expired. Hopefully he'll be able to reach us again, so we'll see about that. In the meantime, let's take another phone call. Good evening. You're on.
Hi, Emmanuel. I really got a kick out of Rob's area code quiz with you there. The first one he gave you, you got wrong as Memphis. And there's a good way to remember that. Of course, Nashville is the home of country music, and in the 60s, there was a very small group of studio musicians who played on almost every country record. And they had their own band, and the name of their band was Area Code 615, and they've got a series of albums out. So that's a good way to remember that one.
Okay, I'll try to remember that. But, you know, these numbers, they're awfully difficult sometimes.
They sure can be.
All right, thanks for the tip.
Bye.
Rob, give me another one. I don't feel better about this.
Anything, please, fast. How about 614?
614, Ohio. Somewhere.
Very good.
Somewhere in Ohio.
Yep.
Okay. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Emmanuel. I wanted to ask Fiber if his prison experience had any going to have any effect on his hacking frequency of his activities, or if it changed the borderline of what he... think is now the borderline becoming a hacker and a computer militant. That's really what I wanted to ask.
It's a good question. Hopefully he'll call back in the next minute or so, and we can ask him that. I'm not hearing anything from him right now, but we'll try and ask him that in the future if he doesn't get through tonight.
Okay.
Thanks for your call. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi. Regarding unlisted numbers?
Yeah.
Well, I worked for a state agency about 20 years ago, and even then there was a way by making one phone call I could obtain unlisted phone numbers. It was to investigate people on social services, and even the cops, I understood, couldn't get that. We had a call. We called the security supervisor at the time of New York Tel, and we were supposed to follow it up with a confirmation letter regarding the case number, etc., which most people never did. I did it meticulously because I always felt queasy about the whole thing anyway, and I hated the job. But anyway, it can be done. It may still be being done with certain categories of public assistance to get it right away. And then we call the people, and they're outraged, of course. How do you get my number? And then we use that number to do a clearance to find out the references they used on that, you know, to discover hidden assets, et cetera, et cetera.
That's pretty pretty ingenious.
Well, it was pretty sneaky, but it's the state that implemented this procedure, maybe under only federal categories, and this may still be going on. And even the cops couldn't get on this thing without a warrant, but we were able to get it with one phone call.
Well, hopefully nobody can recognize your voice, so you won't get any trouble.
I was 20 years ago, and I don't care.
Okay. Good attitude there, but thanks for your call. And we're out of time, so I guess we won't be hearing from Mark again tonight. Maybe next week during the fundraiser he'll be around. So thanks, everybody, for calling in. And we will be back again next week for another exciting edition of Off the Hook. So until then, stay aware. And stay tuned for the WBAI Evening News coming up next. Good night. So I ripped it off the wall. I cut myself while shaving. Now I can't make a call. I couldn't get much worse. But if they could, they would. For Billy Bones was the best expect for worse. I hope that's understood from Billy Bones.
Good evening. In the news tonight, Latinos on primetime television, some say they are underrepresented and over-dramatized. The World Population Conference turns its attention to sex education for young women. And in New York, the head of the police union says there's no need for a federal investigation of the case in which a white cop shot and seriously wounded a black police officer. With these and other stories, I'm Jose Santiago in New York with Verna Avery Brown in Washington. And this is the news for Wednesday, September 7, 1994. First to Washington for the Pacifica National News.
The chief Cuban negotiator headed back to Havana after meeting in New York today for less than an hour with the head of the U.S. delegation. Talks on Cuban immigration are expected to resume Friday. The Coast Guard rescued 689 Cubans yesterday and estimates a similar total for today. That's slightly over half the refugees seen over the weekend. U.S. State Department spokesperson Mike McCurry says the next few days should tell whether this is a new trend.
The numbers are down. That is encouraging to us. It is entirely possible that Cubans are beginning to understand that they will not be taken to the United States as a result of going out to the high seas, and that they do have the option and the availability of our in-country facility at the intersection in Havana.
Over 200 Cubans have been moved from the U.S. naval base at Guantanamo to a U.S. Air Force base in Panama. Panama has agreed to accept up to 10,000 Cuban refugees, but they must be kept on the U.S. base and for no longer than 6 months. The Palestinian police today detained 24 people in the Gaza Strip. All were activists in Islamic Jihad, which had vowed to attack Israelis to stop the peace accord. This makes a total of 45 arrests in 2 days. Sunday, Islamic Jihad said it was responsible for an ambush which killed one Israeli soldier and wounded two others. Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin had threatened to suspend self-rule talks with the PLO unless the Palestinian Authority cracked down on the Muslim militants. The United Rubber Workers and Dunlop Tire have tentatively agreed to a new contract. This comes one day after a violent confrontation between strikers and police that led to the arrest of four workers. A federal mediator then stepped in, leading to today's deal. Terms of the new contract have not been disclosed. Dunlop Tire had sought concessions after losing over $4 million last year, but the union walked out saying they had made concessions on wages and benefits in two previous contracts and had been promised there would be no more. The 1,500 workers will be voting on whether to ratify the new contract this Saturday. The Georgia State Democratic Party is calling for an ethics probe of GOPAC, a political action committee founded by House Minority Whip Newt Gingrich. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution is reporting that GOPAC has taken in millions of dollars in contributions, but has kept secret the...